"Welcome to Awabe. Once day, father was doing some work and his son came and asked, 'Daddy, may I ask you a question?' Father said, 'Yeah, sure, what it is?' So his son asked, 'Dad, how much do you make an hour?' Father got bit upset and said, 'That's none of your business. Why do you ask such a thing?' Son said, 'I just want to know. Please tell me, how much do you make an hour?' So, father told him that, 'I make Rs. 500 per hour.' 'Oh,' the little boy replied, with his head down. Looking up, he said, 'Dad, may I please borrow 300 rupees?' The father furiously said, 'If the only reason you asked about my pay is so that you can borrow some money to buy a silly toy or other nonsense, then march yourself to your room and go to bed. Think why you are being so selfish. I work hard every day and do not like this childish behavior.' The little boy quietly went to his room and shut the door. The man sat down and started to get even angrier about the little boy's questions. How dare he ask such questions only to get some money? After about an hour or so, the man had calmed down, and started to think, maybe there was something he really needed to buy with that Rs. 300, and he really didn't ask for money very often. The man went to the door of little boy's room and opened the door. 'Are you asleep, son?' he asked. 'No, daddy, I'm awake,' replied the boy. 'I've been thinking, maybe I was too hard on you earlier,' said the man. 'It's been a long day and I took out my aggravation on you. Here's the 300 rupees you asked for.' The little boy sat straight up, smiling, 'Oh, thank you, Dad,' he yelled. Then, reaching under his pillow, he pulled some crippled up notes. The man, seeing that the boy already had money, started to get angry again. The little boy slowly counted out his money, then looked up at his father. 'Why do you want money if you already had some?' the father grumbled. 'Because I didn't have enough, but now I do,' the little boy replied. 'Daddy, I have Rs. 500 now. Can I buy an hour of your time? Please come home early tomorrow. I would like to have dinner with you.' Father was dumbstruck. Moral: it's just a short reminder to all of you working so hard in life. We should not let time slip through our fingers without having spent some time with those who really matter to us, those close to our hearts. If we die tomorrow, the company that we are working for could easily replace us in a matter of days. But the family and friends we leave behind will feel the loss for the rest of their lives. And come to think of it, we pour ourselves more into work than to our family.